Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord, huh? Amen. Glad to see everyone here today. God bless you. Welcome to High Desert Baptist. For those of you that may not know me, maybe visitors, I'm Pastor Mike. And I'm so grateful that you all are here today. I always start with this little thing to encourage people to come to church. You're laughing. This is actually a nice one. If you don't think that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most important event in the history of mankind, you definitely need to go to church more. Right? All right. And I guess some of you may have noticed that we got some red stuff up here and all that. Something new. And I'll just explain it real fast, but as you know, I've been placing a greater emphasis on prayer. And, okay, we're going to have to maneuver. We got some visitors. So, guys, let's move up, move over. Let's clear a path so the family can sit together, okay? I know you don't want to sit on the front row, but hello. That's the way it goes sometimes. See, maybe Jay and Anna, maybe you guys can. Is there an empty seat next to you, Rich?
Yeah.
Maybe you two can move over, Jay and Anna. Well, you want to sit in the front?
Spit in row.
Okay. Now, we got a row right here. We got a row right here. Well, they're members. They're members, so they'll find a place. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, okay, they got it worked out a little bit. Okay, that's a good problem. I haven't had this problem in a while. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I was going to explain these chairs and this. You know, I want to make it friendly for people to come forward. And so, of course, we're packed today and we got stuff up here and all that for Easter. But some people want to kneel and come forward. So Harvey made these, and really nice. And then some of you, I understand, you know, I know you can't get, if you got down, you'd never get up, right? So that's why we have the chairs. So the red chairs are for the same purpose. And I just really want to say that, you know, prayer is so important, but so we need to start making our church reflect that we think it's important. So that's the purpose of that, and we're going to keep growing in that area. So, there's other announcements, but they're in your bulletin. You can read them. I'm not going to go through that today. But obviously, we have a special today, the music and all that. And so, with that, I'm totally off script here. But anyway, glad you guys are here. And we're going to take our offering right now. And so if we could have the men come forward for the offering. Juan, why don't you go ahead and just get on over there already so you don't have to climb over people. Yeah. Dan, why don't you just go on over there so you don't have to climb over people. Just go over there already. There you go. Just the room here is not good. So we're going to take an offering, and I'm going to pray in a moment. And then after that, then Dossie is going to come up during the offering, and we're going to have a song and a worship time, and she's going to do a worship dance to the Lord here on Easter. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you this morning on this day that we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And Father God, just that act that you did, you gave so much to us. And Father, please accept our offering to you, small in comparison, but nonetheless, from our hearts, And we pray, Lord, that you'd bless it and that through it, your kingdom would be impacted. And we ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture for today is out of John chapter 20, verses 27 through 29. Then said Jesus to Thomas, "Reach out your finger and behold my hands, and reach out your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you this day so thankful for what you have done. And Lord, we have not seen you. We haven't touched your hands even as Thomas did. We haven't touched your side even as Thomas did. But Lord, we believe and we thank you for what you have done to preserve your word, to preserve the gospel all since then, 2,000 years later, Lord. And Father God, this day we celebrate you. We focus on you, what you did, your sacrifice, your love for us. Father God, may this service bless you. May you be pleased. May it touch all of our hearts as we realize all that you did to have relationship with us. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, would the team come up and as we present to you God So Loved the World.
Come, people of the risen King. children in. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice. Come those whose joy is morning sun, and those weeping through the those who tell of battles won, and those struggling in the fight. For His perfect love will never change, and His mercy never cease. But follow us through all our days with the certain hope of peace. Rejoice! Rejoice, let every tongue rejoice, one heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice, rejoice, O Church of Christ, rejoice, rejoice, O Church of Christ. Sure, we hear them call the truth that cries through every age. Our God is all in all. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of Christ.
We are people of the risen King. We are children of the living God. That is why we celebrate not only today, but every Lord's Day. We are united in Him, and with one voice we sing. O Lord and God, You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power because You have created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created.
Thank You for the cross, Lord. Thank You for the price You paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love You came and gave amazing grace. Thank You for this love, Lord. For the nail-pierced hands, wash me in Your cleansing flow. Now all I know, Your forgiveness.
Like yours. We bow down before you, Lord, and will honor your name, for you are great and perform wonders. You alone are God.
Consider all the world's
Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
And when I think that God His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in
that on the cross my burden gladly bearing He bled and died to take away my sin. Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee, how great Thou art. How great Thou art, how great Thou art, how great Thou art, how great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Souls sing with the thought of Him, what He has done, for sending His Son to cleanse us from our sins. So when we come together, we must always remember to celebrate Jesus, His birth, His life, His suffering, His journey to the cross, and finally, His empty tomb. And now we wait for that day when He will come again and take us to heaven. And on that day, every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth.
One day when heaven was filled with His praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, His glory revealed. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, and buried He carried my sins far away. Rising He justified freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led Him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed Him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised. earth and rejected, bearing our sin, my Redeemer is He. The hands that healed nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. And buried, He buried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day.
For us, in that while we were yet sinners, His Son Jesus died for us. There is nothing that we can do to earn or deserve His love. And if we belong to Him, there is nothing we can do that would make Him turn His back on us. For we are saved by grace through faith, and it is not from ourselves, it is God's gift. Not from works, so no one can boast.
Sorrow and pain. see with nowhere to hide. There was a solace searching for me, grace ever flowing that set my soul free.
We just sang a song about God's grace. God's grace is not just given to us once at salvation, but throughout our lives. He lavishly pours it out upon us day after day. The gift of God's grace and love is immeasurable. It is impossible to fully comprehend the length, width, height, and depth of God's love. Over 700 years before the crucifixion of Christ, Isaiah wrote these words. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be lifted up and highly exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred more than any man, and his form beyond that of human likeness. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them, they will see, and that which they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before God like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him. And he had no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs, and surely he has carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds, we are healed. So come, accept His invitation to have all of your sins, past, present, and future, forgiven. John wrote, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that who should ever believe in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life." That is the invitation. An invitation to surrender your life to God, the only one who can give you peace, hope, joy, and victory.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come all you sinners, come find His mercy. Come to the table, He will satisfy. Taste of His goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever.
Take their stands and we all remove them from the sanctuary. I just want to thank all of the choir. They put a lot of hard work into this. And thank you all for being here today.
All right. We celebrate this day because of what Christ has done. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20, it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept," or died. That's what that's talking about. "For since by man came death, and by man came also the resurrection of the dead, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Because of Adam's sin, death was given to mankind. But because of Jesus Christ, life was given to mankind, the opportunity for life. And, you know, in the world, we look at all these things. And you say, what hope is there? Well, for those that don't have Jesus, I don't know, they got a lot of hope. But for those of us that have accepted the gift of Jesus Christ, we have all the hope in the world, don't we? Amen. This is all temporary, folks. No matter what law they pass or what governments come or go or you know, what rules or, you know, whatever or whatever agendas are out there, all those things, and we don't like a lot of them or whatever, that's fine, but it's temporary. They think they're setting up something forever, but they're deceived. Jesus made a way. And he did it 2,000 years ago. And at that time, Jesus died. His disciples, some kind of believed something. You know, they were a little uncertain, even after walking with him and hearing him for over 3 years. And he rose again, and he appeared to many. But the point I'm making is about Thomas. And it says Thomas, he appeared to the disciples, but it says Thomas was not with them. And he said, and when the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord," but he said to them, "Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And you know, there's a lot of people in this world that because they haven't seen, they don't believe. And it says, "After 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them, and there came Jesus, even though the doors being shut." So, you know, it'd be like in a room like this, and all of a sudden, bam, there's Jesus. And he's flesh. You can touch him. It says, "He stood in the midst of them and said, 'Peace be unto you.'" And then he directly addresses Thomas. And he says, "Reach out your finger, behold my hands. Reach out your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." A lot of people in this room. Hopefully all of you have faith. But there may be some that don't. And you may have heard the story, or you may, you know about the Easter or whatever, and you may believe something, whatever it may be. But when Thomas reached out and touched him, it says he answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. But blessed are they that have not seen and have yet believed." And you know what? I can't say that I've actually physically seen Jesus. I haven't put my fingers into his hands or into his side. But I am here to tell you, he is alive. He is real. And when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, he comes into you. He changes you. He resurrects your dead spirit, and he makes you into something you never were before. And he empowers you to walk in righteousness. And he justifies you. You know what that is? It just means you're declared not guilty. Because you know what? Every single person that has ever lived, with the exception of Jesus Christ himself, has done something wrong, And all you got to do is sit there for 10 seconds and think about it, and you can probably think of about 20 things that you've done wrong. And give me an hour, and I could probably think of 1,000 things that I've done wrong. But you know what? God, in His infinite mercy and grace, declared me not guilty one day. Amen. The day that I accepted Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, He said, based on what He did, not on what I've done, but on what He did, you are not guilty, Mike. You are not guilty. And not only that, I adopt you into my family. I make you my child. I resurrect your spirit from the dead. Comes alive. And now, because we can only worship Him in spirit and in truth, now I can truly worship the living God. Now I can truly have a relationship with the living God. And that's the invitation here today. It's an invitation for two reasons. One, we're about to have the Lord's Supper. And we're going to have the bread and the juice that signifies the broken body of Jesus Christ and the blood that He shed for you and me and the world. And we're going to do that. And the Bible tells us to be careful to make sure that we've made things right with God before we take of this. And so the invitation is for that. It's to give you an opportunity to go to God and just make some things straight. But it's also an invitation to give you an opportunity. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is an opportunity. It is an invitation. I'm calling on you to make a decision. Because it is a decision that we make. We're presented with the facts that sin came into the world, and because of sin, every one of us is destined to die and go to hell. Because that's the place. That's the place where you go if you don't have Jesus. But Jesus loved us so much. God loved us so much that He said, you know what? Even though they're sinners, I'm going to make a way for them to come to me. And it was all the way at the beginning. In fact, the Bible tells us that even before He created anything, Jesus was going to come and do this. Because God knew. And He says simply, very simply, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised Him from the dead, and you shall be saved. So, you know, it's not a magic formula. It's faith. You place your faith in what Jesus did on the cross. He died for your sin. He's paying the price for you. He paid the price for you and me. Paid it because you earned death by your sin. That's the wages. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But we get life if we place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And so this is an opportunity for you if you have never done that. And you may say, I don't want to get up in front of people. Listen, don't let people stop you from living forever. Don't let your pride stop you from humbling yourself and say, I need Jesus. Because that's how the devil works. He works through your pride and through deception. You may be hearing this voice saying, you're okay. You're a good person. But the Bible says there is none good, no, not one. None of us are good. Our works of righteousness are like filthy rags before the Lord. Oh, He wants to use us to do things to impact His kingdom and to help people, absolutely. But none of that gets you to heaven. None of that brings you into relationship with the living God. We do those things because we have relationship with the living God. So this is the invitation. Kathy's going to play a little bit. I'm just going to ask you just kind of bow your heads and just do business with God. If you need the Lord, if you realize this morning that you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you need to do that, would you come forward? I'd love to pray with you and talk with you. Should tell you some more what the Bible has to say if you had any questions. for the rest of us, maybe God has brought something to your mind you need to make right. This is your opportunity to do that also. Make things right with God. Maybe God wants you to make things right with another person. You know, maybe you got something going on with a family member or a friend or a coworker, and God's laying it on your heart. Well, you need to make it right with God and then go find that person, you know, at your convenience when you get there and you make it right with them. That's what pleases God. He's a God of relationship. Satan is the one that makes unity go away. He's the one that divides us. God brings us together. This is your opportunity to make things right with God, one way or the other. Take advantage of it. Father God, we come before you grateful for this day, grateful for what it signifies, what you did on our behalf, Lord. We recognize it, and we thank you, and we praise you for it. Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. The men would come. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you this morning thankful for Jesus Christ and this bread that signifies his broken body on our behalf, Lord. Oh, Father, bless this time. Bless it, for it is a holy, sacred time as we remember what Jesus did for us. Amen. Paul wrote this, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed and took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, we come before you with this juice signifying the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for us. Father God, your word tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no redemption for sin. Father, we thank you for what Jesus did. And we ask you to bless this juice as we remember his sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. After the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death till he comes." You may be seated, gentlemen. Now, if the praise team would come up. Thought this would be an appropriate song, talking about, you know, Jesus has scars on his hands, but because of what he did on the cross, when we go to heaven, we're not going to have any scars. We're going to be clean. We're going to be whole. And the only scars in heaven will be the ones that Jesus has. So please sing with us, "Scars in Heaven."
Known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. There's a wound here in my heart where something's missing, and they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased, and knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. You pick up your share of scars along the way.
now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only stars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only stars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. Alleluia. 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 For the hands that hold you now. There's not a day goes by I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only stars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only stars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now.
I'd like to thank all of you visitors that came today to worship with us. God bless you guys. Glad you were here. I hope everyone was blessed today by what went on here today. May the Lord be glorified in all that we do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you so humble. Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing. Apart from you, we are doomed. Apart from you, life is really without meaning. But Father, because of you, because of what you did through Jesus Christ, Lord, we have everything to live for, everything to hope for, everything to look forward to, Lord. You are mighty and good and loving and holy and just and perfect. And we thank you and we praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed Easter with your family and friends, or however you choose to celebrate it. God bless you.